go.
Who the hell are you, man?
Genius billionaire playboy philanthropist.
We have a knight!
Uh-huh.
Nerd!
Hold on to your butt.
And now for something completely different.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Knights of Nerditude podcast, a podcast for all things nerd. My name is Chris Wilcox. I'm here along with
John,
Sam,
and Sean.
And tonight is episode 22 for the week of September 15th.
22.
We will be going over a review, a movie review for a Netflix movie. It has something to do with dinosaurs. We will be discussing some Luke Cage, some Shin Godzilla, which is the new Godzilla movie, a little bit of Margot Robbie, some Star Wars, Stan Lee, American Horror Story, and we have a list with Sean.
Yeah.
So typically we start off with a review or anything else but the special segment. This week we're going to start off with the list because it's a fun list.
Yeah.
So Sean, take it away.
Okay, so we're shaking things up this week, doing the list first. So this week... I posted it on Facebook to ask people for some input. Got a few input, but we're doing what is the worst four movies, so the Mount Rushmore of worst movies you've ever seen in the theaters, and drive-ins do count in this list.
Okay.
So if you saw it in the drive-in, that's fine. So okay. I'm going to go around the table backwards. Sam, I'm going to start with you.
With moi?
Yes.
Well, okay. So my list is more of movies. They're not the worst movies I've ever seen. They're movies I regret seeing. And so just movies, like I've seen terrible movies but come out laughing at them. These are movies that I'm just like, why did I see that?
Give me my money back.
These are movies basically you want your money back.
Yeah.
So my first one, Saw 2.
Okay.
Because it was just torture porn.
Fair enough.
It was the beginnings of the torture porn.
It was like this is stupid, and it's just more of the same. And that whole like
definitely didn't live up to the first one.
Yeah, that whole like who done it in the first one, where you're like, who's behind all this? What's going on? And you have no idea. The second one, you know exactly what's going on.
Oh yeah,
and you're just like, I really don't care.
Yep.
Nah.
I just don't care. This is really 2, 3, and this is really
trilogy.
1, 2, 3, and 4 of my list.
Wow.
The Transformers movies. Transformers, Transformers 2, and Transformers Dark of the Moon. First of all, it's not the dark side of the moon, it's Dark of the Moon. I want my money back just from that. But just watching Shia LaBeouf run around, just being like, like, seriously, I don't, why did I see those?
But Transformers 1 wasn't on there, right?
He included it.
Oh, you included one?
Yeah. Sam, movie. I don't know about that. The first one is actually like...
First one was so good.
Kind of dumb, but like, good.
Dumb in a good way.
It was, we grew up with that.
But so yeah, it was still...
When we were kids, we
I still think it was a bad movie.
I mean, but it was a phenomenal movie.
The sequels are legitimately horrible.
Oh, God, yeah.
But the first one was... I don't know. I mean...
Even Marky Mark can't save it.
Well, here's the thing. I have not seen that movie. I want to see it just because in the trailers, Marky Mark goes, "Hey, guys, I think we got Transformers here." And I'm just... I love that line.
He does
so much.
Say that in the movie.
I love that line. It's like, that's such a stupid line.
Chris, is the first is the fourth
movie
one worth seeing?
If it's free.
Okay.
If you're like doing dishes,
it's
or
like
something
3 hours long, isn't
no,
it?
No. If you're doing dishes or like folding laundry or something, or if you're like
or the other option death.
If you're doing something else, leave it on in the background. You can miss a half an hour and still figure out what's going on.
Yeah, there's Transformers and they're fighting Decepticons. Got
okay.
It.
Yeah. I mean, it's not a... I can't say it's a bad cast, but it's not like an awful cast. I mean, it's just... It's a bad movie.
Now, isn't it, though, in the third one, isn't there... Wait, who's it? Is it Tyrese?
He's in everyone.
He's in all. Yeah.
Isn't there a Tyrese song like playing in the third one? Like
I
while
even tell you.
They're going to go fight the Transformers in like Chicago.
Yeah, I
probably.
Cannot.
Is it? Oh, no one remembers that. That was a great moment.
I was too busy looking out for the shiny spots.
I just remember in Dark of the Moon, Megan Fox just randomly disappears because she compared Michael Bay to Hitler.
Yeah.
And somehow Spielberg was sensitive to that. I don't understand why.
Well, I mean, they kissed and made up. She was in the Turtles.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
So that is your list right there.
Well, no.
Oh, I thought you said 2, 3, and 4.
Yeah, but I didn't know whether
you grouped them
together.
Those
are lumps
into
one.
I figured one more. The only other one I could think of was Batman versus Superman.
Mm.
That was just like a real waste of what must have been like 5 hours of my life. It felt like.
It
perpetually gets longer and longer.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay.
It's just like, I don't know why that movie was made.
Okay, Chris, it's on to your list.
So as everybody knows, I watch shitty movies and I think they're awesome.
Yes.
So my list is 6 instead of 4. But I'll cut it down because one was Transformers 2.
Okay.
The second one. That'll cut it down. So now I'm down to 5. One of them was Green Lantern.
Yeah,
I saw it in New York City, and I regret it.
I did not see that in theaters, but yeah.
I mean, I visited New York City, and I felt like I saw the movie because it was literally
all over the place. It was
everywhere.
Ridiculous.
Steps had Green Lantern on them, like the steps you walked on.
Oh, so
like it
insane.
Was. Oh God! No wonder that movie lost so much money.
Yeah, it was so bad. Next one I saw was Clash of the Titans, but. The movie's so bad, I still watch it on like TNT on Saturdays or something. But it was a bad movie. Bad movie. Another one was Aliens versus Predator Requiem.
Yeah.
There's a poster right there.
There's a poster. I should throw that up on Facebook.
Yeah, there's a...
love the poster art, though.
Right there.
Love
that
poster art.
Bad movie.
Yeah, I know.
I thought, you know, you expect Alien vs. Predator like a cheesy movie. That was just bad.
Here's the thing that I look at that movie as. With the name Alien vs. Predator, you got what you wanted, but there was just no plot. Whereas first one, it had plot, but no Alien vs. Predator.
So like, just a very quick rundown. What happens in that movie? Because I could never figure that out.
The Predalien starts a new colony in that town, and they end up nuking it.
Yep.
Enough said.
That's about
it. Is that how like every Predator and Alien movie ends?
Nuking it, yes.
Yeah.
Except for Predator 2, that didn't end with a nuke.
Spaceship
took
off.
Yeah.
No nuke.
It almost did. Remember, Danny Glover cuts off the arm with the nuke on it.
Yeah.
Disabling the nuke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway. I'm not sure how that is. Okay, that's movie magic.
Of course it is.
Magic.
So, number what am I? 4?
You said yeah.
Spawn.
Oh, God.
Wow.
I saw it a long time ago.
Is that Shaq in that movie?
No,
Steel.
Steel.
Oh.
John Leguizamo is in that movie in a fat
awful
suit.
Awful movie. I only fell asleep in 2 movies. Watching 2 movies for the first time, I've only fallen asleep twice. Spawn was one of them. The second one was a Lego movie, but that's a different story. It was just so bad. It was so bad. Even people say how bad it is now.
It has yet to get a reboot. That's how bad it was.
Exactly. That's a Marvel movie, right?
No, it's Todd McFarlane.
Wait, it's Steel?
Todd McFarlane started with Marvel. He's the guy who created Venom. That's that dude. So he left to write his own comics because his comics were like too dark for Marvel.
Right.
So he branched off and started Spawn, created that whole universe. Everybody loved it. They made a movie in the 90s. Awful.
Yeah.
Yep.
He also has the toy brand, too. Because, you know, why not?
And then my last one, and this will shock a shit ton of people. Oh. People might hate me for it.
Yeah, I'm going to get ready.
Do it.
Hold on, let me take a drink before you.
Yeah, Sean's got to cool down before this hot take.
Titanic.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I can see that.
I mean, it came out in 1997.
That's a bad movie in your eyes?
When I was 12 years old.
Yeah, but they were boobs.
Yeah, I couldn't handle
it. It doesn't matter. 12 years old, what do you want to do when you were 12 years old? You want to watch action movies and stupid comedy?
Well, not sit through a four-hour movie.
That's
four-hour
movie. I think I peed like 4 times in that movie.
A four-hour movie that you... God, that movie must be awful if you're a parent bringing a child to it. Like, they're just going to be like, going to go to the bathroom.
I'm shocked that I went.
Wanting to like get more candy and shit.
I was 12. It was PG-13. Wow. My parents obviously went. And then my brother went. He's younger than me, too. I'm shocked my mom actually let me go to that movie. But it was so bad at 12 years old. I know it won all these awards and shit, but yeah. I mean, fuck it. When you're 12 years old, you don't want to sit through that.
That's one of those movies where, like, okay, it's good, and I would, I guess, say it's well made, but, like,
why?
There's no, well, not like a why, but, like, it doesn't, like, what, like, interesting, like, came out of that movie?
Yeah.
Nothing.
What's, like, the one shot or one, like, even fucking, like, Avatar, you know, I mean, like, totally changed 3D sort of movies, you know? Like, yeah. It made it seem like, oh, this could be, like, a, you know, actual thing that could happen.
You know what Titanic did?
What?
Point out a three-hour movie before then.
There's
just
plenty.
Like Gone with the Wind, like 3 hours.
No. Yeah, that's
Music
3 hours,
man.
No, well, I think Ben, what was it? Titanic at the time was one of the longest runtimes of movies, right?
No, there wasn't even.
I'm sure it's up there.
It's no, probably but, up there, I mean, but no, there's a lot of movies
after Titanic. Movies have really.
I think like there's a silent film, like a. Yeah, I think it's that's French. Like, it's about like Napoleon. It's like 12 hours.
That's not like that. Like mainstream, movie, like big movies. You know.
No, but the well,
a silent film was not a. Well,
yes, they would be.
Yeah, back in 1920.
Well, it doesn't matter. Well, in 1997, that was
look,
a big mainstream.
Let's face
movie.
It. Titanic did kind of swing off the thing like a 3.5 hour epic movie.
But yeah, no,
it wasn't
I see what
epic,
you're.
Though.
I see what you're saying, no, though.
You know, not epic like good, like epic.
No,
long.
I mean, no, well, epic long, but like nothing happened.
Like, do you think
it was just a 3 hour romance?
Do you think like you know, 10 years later, like Peter Jackson's allowed to make like a 3.5 version of return, 3.5 hour theatrical cut of like Return of the King, if like you know Titanic isn't like such a big success, like that's a massive fucking failure.
Mm.
Probably not.
Yeah. Yeah. True.
I mean, the reason why movies are longer is because it's, like, just cheaper to do. Like, the film and everything is, like,
yeah,
just cheaper.
You're not paying for actual film anymore. It's all
right.
Digital.
And, like, editing isn't as much of a hassle at that point. Like,
yeah.
Hmm.
I guess.
Also, I also like just the audiences, I guess, are bigger. But, it probably didn't hurt.
No.
For, like, being the top grossing movie of all time being 10 hours long.
Ugh. All right, okay. Well, either way, it was a shitty movie when I was 12 years old.
Okay, John.
It is a shitty movie for a 12-year-old. Okay. Where am I going to start? Well, you know, it was a little bit hard for me because, like, I feel like I pride myself on, like, not seeing shitty movies in theaters, but...
Batman Superman.
Yeah.
I mean, I have this problem where I just don't see shitty movies. It's a real problem.
Yeah, it's a real problem. You know, like, I don't know how to like not see really great like masterpieces.
Yeah, you only came with us to Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and X-Men.
Yeah. since it's already been mentioned, I'll give a half or I'll give a half place to each Batman and Superman and Green Lantern because. Green Lantern, I just fucking fell asleep in, and I'm pretty sure I didn't miss anything. And
not really.
Batman and Superman wasn't like a single like cogent thought or like message like brought across. So I'm gonna go put those in the first slot. Second slot, I'm gonna go with Star Wars: The Clone Wars.
Okay,
that
yeah,
like
anime that
movie. Didn't need to see that
Love
in theaters
that, yeah.
at all. Was it like awful? No. Was it really anything? No.
It was like it that belonged on TV.
Yeah, that was a fucking TV movie.
Which it
they
turned
did.
Into.
It turned into.
They
turned
scammed
show.
Out at me.
Did you watch the TV show? I knew you did.
Yeah.
No.
I haven't.
I, liked it.
I haven't like actually sat down and watched the whole thing, but I've seen bits and pieces. It's good.
I liked it.
Yeah. All right. Have you guys watched the new show that's on
Rebels? I've heard good things.
Yeah.
Couldn't handle one episode.
Really?
Of Rebels?
Yeah. I'm not,
Is it a kid's show? It's a kid's show, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
Disney,
but,
right?
I mean, yeah, well...
Well, that, no, but Disney before they bought everything.
It was after they bought everything because
oh,
Disney
right?
is the reason why the Clone Wars ended the TV show.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
If like they
were running out of story, too, though.
No, they were still going. They had a lot left over. Disney killed so much. With the Star Wars universe, it's kind of depressing, like, what they actually killed.
Yeah, okay.
All these great ideas, I'm sure.
Star Wars Battlefield 3.
That was killed before Disney.
Was that killed before Disney?
Yeah.
Oh.
Off topic.
Anyways.
All right, my third movie, I'm going to go with, I think I saw this because I was on a date. Ella Enchanted, which I think is like with Anne Hathaway.
Yes, yes. I've seen it.
Yeah. Wouldn't recommend seeing
Eric Idle's
it unless,
in it.
Unless, you know.
He's the narrator.
Oh, he is.
Yeah. That's kind of a saving grace.
You know, and I said that like I remembered, but I really don't remember. Oh, and then my fourth one is The Love Guru with Mike Myers.
Why did you see that in theaters?
I think I saw it with Sam, actually. No, maybe I saw it with someone else.
Oh, unless I black that out.
Well, yeah. that's one of those movies where it's like it had so much promise because it was like right after Goldmember.
It wasn't like right after. It was like 5 years later.
Yeah,
something
was it really that long?
Oh man, Mike Myers. You know that third Austin Powers was kind of meh, but he's been saving up and he's gonna reintroduce himself to the comedic world.
He's gonna blow his wad on this one movie,
and it's fucking dumb.
Yeah.
And Mike Myers is just off in the land of Shrek now.
Nothing. Well, he's got
like a fuckload of Shrek money. So.
Are they doing another Shrek too?
No, I don't think so.
Well, he like recently did like a documentary that got like a lot of.
Yeah, have you seen it? You should.
It's a
good Netflix watch.
What is it called?
What the fuck is it called?
It's like about a guru or something.
No, it's not.
Let me see where this is going.
It's not about a guru. It's about his agent.
Is it?
Oh, it's called like. Oh, fuck. It's not called Supermensch. It might be. I don't know.
It's
about his agent. It's actually like a really solid documentary. It's like, you know those documentaries that are about topics you really don't care about, but it's just like interesting stories and people. So it's like, oh, cool. I like discovering those. But anyway, unfortunately, I don't really see a lot of those in theaters.
Yeah.
Were there, is that if you're?
I think I was four.
All right. And there was some Facebook.
I only got a few. I think the two big ones that stood out to me on Facebook of the people that mentioned it. One was The Weatherman, which I've never seen personally.
I've never seen that
either. That's with Nick Cage?
I know it's a Nick Cage movie, but that's all.
And Wicker Man?
No, Weatherman.
No, Weatherman, not Wicker Man.
Some fun trivia about the Weatherman movie. Nick Cage, I believe, is the Weatherman.
Yes, and is that the movie where his dad is dying and his dad is Michael Caine?
I got no idea.
Yeah, I think so.
I think that's that movie.
I've not seen it.
Anyway.
Anyways, seen bits and pieces. That's all I can say. The other one, which I absolutely love from our good friend Richard, who we're trying to get on this show. Really trying to
calling
get on the show.
Out.
Calling you out, Richard Lebrick.
Wait, sorry to dox you, but...
Well, we know two Richies, so... Oh, I'm calling him out on this one. But I like his pick. He went with Year One.
Mm.
That craptastic, I guess, period piece, I guess you would call it. It takes place in Year One.
I know, Jack Black, right?
And what's his face?
Michael Cera.
Yeah. It was written by the late, great
Harold
Ramis. So it's like, hey, it was written by somebody funny, and then you watch it and you're like, but that wasn't funny.
So this is why he died.
Not.
Wow, Sam.
Not quite Caddyshack, that
just
one.
Just went there. All right, so not bad from Facebook.
Yeah, no, I those are the two that stood out for me that I really liked. Now my list.
Yeah, Sean, I'm interested to hear this. Sean sees a lot of crap, so.
I do. Okay.
He does, except he won't watch Ex Machina.
So I'm going to start mine off with my honorable mention because the gods above were watching out on me and the people I was with this night. I remember one night going to the movie theater to go see a certain movie.
He's really setting this up.
I'm setting this one up because bad. Going to see this movie, but it was sold out. And we were like, oh, I guess we're not going to see this movie. We dodged a bullet with this one.
We did.
Did you end up seeing it?
No.
Nope.
It was Epic Movie.
It was a fucking Seltzer Freiburg, like, shitstorm.
It was the beginning of the end for those movies, the Not Another movies.
I don't even...
No, it's bad.
No, it's like, they were the guys who did, like, the original two, like, scary movies. Literally anything that's, like, blank movie.
Yeah. And then they did Not Another Teen Movie, which was good.
I don't think that's at all the same people, by the way.
You've
been, like, literally saying this for the last 10 years. I don't think it's the same
people. Okay, so anyways, but then, like, everything after, so it was, like, Epic Movie, you had Meet the Spartans, you have Disaster Movie, you have Like, there's so many shitty funny enough, movies.
I don't even think Meet the Spark. Like, there's such, like, a subculture of these fucking movies where they fucking rip each other off.
This movie?
Yes.
Oh, that was a bad movie.
Yeah. So, the god, like, the planets aligned. The gods were like, I'm going to allow you to avoid this. And they were like, we're going to sell out of this movie at the time you want.
That's some Final Destination shit right there.
So that's my honorable mention.
We also, like, a couple of years ago, we had an idea for a short, and I'm welcome anybody who can just take this on, because I just love to see it. It's actually a group of people are going to see the most recent Final Destination movie, and then, like, something really, like, random happens, and they don't. Or, like, someone's just like, guys, I think this is going to be a really shitty movie.
Yeah, we shouldn't see it.
But then things collide, so they end up seeing it, like, you know,
completely by accident and stuff.
Like, it's all like, you know, you get like this whole what the hell is it called, or like a bowling ball, like rolls over, kicks
Goldberg,
yeah, like device. A Rube Goldberg thing,
it just ends up playing,
puts a
movie.
DVD in the player. Yeah.
Okay, so that's my honorable mention right there. I had a trio taking up my fourth spot. I'm going to drop them down to the fifth spot. Trio of superhero movies that I felt deserved to be on this list. We mentioned Batman v Superman. That was one of them.
Yeah.
The Amazing Spider-Man 2.
You saw that in theater?
Yes. Yeah. It was, because it was just,
I thought you weren't going to.
The Amazing Spider-Man 2? No, yeah. You said you weren't going to.
Oh, yeah, that's right, because I didn't. Okay.
Yeah, you were like, screw Sony. I didn't get
my money, and look what happened.
Yeah.
Look what happened. Spider-Man is now with Marvel.
So look what happened.
Yeah, but if people don't watch it.
That wasn't the problem.
People only care about money.
So studio went there to see that. It was awful. Clusterfuck of awfulness. The third superhero movie on it, which is sad because I really like it, but I'm looking forward to the next season of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Ghost Rider. Which I have a bust of that came with the movie because I got it for $5.
Ghost Rider movie? Yeah.
Ghost Rider was awful. I never saw Vengeance because Ghost Rider was so bad.
Oh, the second one was just as bad.
It was worse from what I heard. And then, so that is my, that takes up my like number five spot. Number four spot.
What? How many fucking, this is a Mount Rushmore.
No, I know. Well, I added an extra face.
How many
face.
Fucking people
are on?
I added an extra face. Well, what?
He's putting the Trump face on there already.
So, yeah. my number four, Rob Zombie's Halloween. That movie was just awful. It was just awful. No one needed it, and it was just not, like, compared to the rest of the series, it was just...
That was so bad. He ruined the series.
He ruined it. And there's the sad thing is there's people out there that are like, this is the best thing ever.
Okay, guys, get this. Mike Myers, he's insane.
Oh, my God.
Boom.
I know, didn't you see The Love Guru? Sorry.
So my number three, Godzilla, the 1996 one.
Oh, so good.
So awful that that Godzilla lore disowned it, and there's a part in Final Wars where Godzilla has to fight every monster like in the history of Godzilla, and he comes across this one that's renamed Zilla, and he just hits him with his tail, fire blasts him, and kills him. Like, 5 seconds. It's a 5-second fight, and it's the best ever because it's like, yay, Godzilla's better.
That movie was so good.
Dude, it was awful.
If Godzilla could talk at that moment, he would say something quippy.
Yeah, no, there's easily a Godzilla one-liner right
Why doesn't Godzilla, like, turn and look into the camera more?
Maybe we'll find out in the new movie that's coming out.
Oh, what a tease.
Okay. My number two, which has already been said, because... I'm not. I picked the worst of the three. Transformers 3.
Oh, Transformers.
Transformers 3. Okay. Dark of the Moon.
See, I feel like the second one, like, just literally makes no sense.
No, the third one is even worse.
I forget what happens in the second one.
The third one is even worse.
The third one, at least you remember the title.
Yeah, I remember the title, and I remember Nimoy was in it.
Oh, God. What? Yeah, because that's the one where I'll give it credit, because in the very beginning, that little RC Transformer was like, hey, look at this episode. It's the one where Spock goes crazy. It's like, oh, my God, foreshadowing of the rest of the movie. No, it was just awful.
What was the one with the racist robots?
That was the second one.
That was the second one.
I'm pretty sure the second one's worse.
Racist or SpongeBob?
Both.
SpongeBob racist.
But Patrick Kenny, or not Patrick, but yeah, the guy who voices SpongeBob, he does the voice of the RC robot in the third one.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and then my number one, it is going to be insanely hard to beat this one.
And the fact that you spent money on it.
I regret it. Says something about you. I regret it. Well, because the people I was with, they were like, hey, it's a video game. It's a movie based on a video game. And it's getting to be good because I used to play the video game. Tomb Raider? It's really, no.
Good track record.
Good, you know, like I liked it. You know, it was a great game. And it they are good games.
I'm just going to ask because I have to. Is it a U-Bowl movie?
It is a U-Bowl movie,
Sam. Whoa!
Yeah, it is Alone in the Dark.
Woo.
With Tara Reid and God, what's his face? I can't even remember the actor's name. That's how bad it was. He's famous too, but I'm like blocking it out of my memory. It was just such an awful movie, like completely random. Like things were happening. There was that random sex scene. They were like, "Hey, look at all these
Christian Slater."
Christian Slater, that's it. They were like, "Look at all Christian these artifacts." Slater.
No, yeah,
stuff.
You're a robot fan.
Yeah.
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 He's Mr. Robot.
Yeah.
Is he?
So
just going to have to watch.
But it was that random sex scene where they're like, "Look at all these papers about artifacts and stuff. Let's make out." And they're like, "Oh, they have a sex scene." Oh, wow.
Gratuitous sex scenes are always the best.
Wow, so, I can't believe you actually went.
Well, because the people I was with, you went, right?
No.
No, you didn't go. Okay.
Sam's smarter than that.
Well, it was after one night after Haunted Hill, and we were like, hey, let's go do that. Like, go see movies, because we used to do that. And we've seen some pretty bad horror movies, unfortunately. But some that I don't regret, like Saw. I saw Saw after the first one, after Haunted Hill one night. So. So that's my list. That's you guys' list.
Fucking God, all right.
That was a bad list. Although, Chris, you had Titanic, an Oscar award-winning movie on that list.
But to be fair,
12-year-olds probably would not enjoy it.
You're saying the worst movies we saw in theaters?
And Drive-In Scout,
it's over a couple decades worth of experience.
And admittedly, mine are not the worst I've ever seen. These are the ones I regret seeing.
Yeah.
These are the ones that I saw in theaters. There are definitely movies like The Love Guru. Well, I watched it out of theaters.
You know, the one thing that puts Transformers 3 ahead of everything else is, so we all went to see it except for John.
No, I saw Transformers 3.
You were with us then?
Okay. Would not see that movie if I wasn't going with you
guys. So we went to the midnight showing. We went to the midnight showing, and on our way home, Sam and I were in the car, and we're driving home. It's like 2 in the morning, and I just like, I look, and I'm like, wow, that car is turning. It almost looks like they're in our lane driving down the highway. And I'm like, wait, no, they are in my lane. And like last second, swerve out of the way into the ditch as they zoom by us. Like,
and then
almost hit in a head-on collision at 2 in the morning after seeing this movie. And the one thing that went through Sam and I's head is, this can't be the last movie we've ever seen. It can't.
Can't be.
So that's why it's
going out like this.
That's why it's the worst, because I would never want that to be the last movie I ever see.
The other driver was like a yellow and black Camaro, too.
Okay, so if anybody has any other movies that they saw, we are curious to see what people have actually spent money on. So you can post anything to that on our Facebook page at facebook.com/KnightsOfNerditude, or you can send us an email at KnightsOfNerditude@gmail.com. You can send us to that, and maybe we'll read them off next week to see if there are any that top our
share the shame.
Yeah, share the shame that we've actually spent $12 on a movie. $12 on an awful movie. Okay, so that does it for list. Let's get into a little bit of topics that were floating around this past week. A new Westworld trailer came out, and the reason why I'm mentioning this is because it starts October 2nd.
Soon.
On HBO.
It's coming up.
It looks awesome. Well, I wouldn't say awesome, but it looks very, very interesting.
Yeah, they spent some money on that show, huh?
Right, Anthony Hopkins, Ed Harris. What is it?
Who was in the original?
Oh,
Yul Brynner.
Is that who played the robot?
Don't know. Oh, crap. I just know he was in it.
So it's
I think he's the main guy.
What's it? This is about...
Well, first of all, it's a Michael Crichton book.
Yeah.
And he directed it, too.
Yeah, well, he didn't direct this.
Well, not the
TV
latest
show, but the movie he directed. But
the original
movie. This is the guy who wrote... Michael Crichton wrote Jurassic Park.
He wrote Jurassic Park.
I actually don't think it's a book, by the way.
It's not a book?
I think it's just a movie.
Oh, maybe.
I don't know. Whatever. Not like it matters.
Either way.
But
also,
it is
a
book. Yeah. Ever heard of it?
Yeah, ever heard of it? Yeah.
Yeah, so it's virtual reality, essentially. They create this world of clones.
No, it's not virtual reality. It's, it's robots.
It's robots.
It's robots. Yeah. So they create this world of robots, but people go in and they can pretty much do whatever
they want.
Live out
their fantasy.
Yeah.
Right. Except, get this, something wrong happens.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
funny that he writes Jurassic Park too.
Yeah.
Oh, and Congo too.
Oh yeah, he did.
It's funny because you have that like Simpsons episode where like it's sort of like a ripoff of both at the same time.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, that comes out October 2nd, and I believe we'll be doing a review of this. So we probably will actually follow along with
it. We'll be talking Westworld. I feel like there's no middle ground on this show. It's going to be great or awful.
Yeah.
There's no middle ground.
It's been kind of mired in it's been in production a while, like a couple years, which for a TV show to not have aired yet, you know, is indicative of something at the very least.
I'm just not getting a good vibe from this. I don't know.
We'll see. Sometimes, I mean, it's Jonathan Nolan's a part of it, who's the brother of Christopher Nolan, who, you know, Jonathan Nolan's essentially written most of Christopher Nolan's movies. So he's also done Person of Interest on CBS for, I know you got all of you are diehard fans out there.
Oh,
so.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to
it. I'm a person of interest.
You know, HBO doesn't lead you wrong most of the time.
Yeah.
So we'll see. They need another Game of Thrones. So
they need
to put their money somewhere.
I have one little thing I want to throw out there because I was like looking up to see if it was a novel or not, just because Michael Crichton wrote Twister.
Wow.
Oh yeah.
Wow. It wasn't a book first?
No, but Westworld was not a book. But it was written by Michael Crichton.
Yeah.
Oh.
So
this just
he also did which is just like a great like one off movie if you see it on Netflix. It's The Great Train Robbery.
Yeah.
You guys ever see that?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, solid movie. Sean Connery, Donald Sutherland. There's a nice little review for you.
See, like all these mentions.
There's a train robbery.
All these mentions of like different movies he's done just makes ER even odder.
Yeah.
Most of the stuff he does is like action, adventure, sci-fi sort of stuff.
Right, not like just a medical procedural show.
Yeah, it just out of nowhere, just ER.
He also wrote Timeline.
Yeah.
Well,
the 13th Warrior.
I saw that.
The thing with TV, dude, it fucking pays.
Oh, yeah.
Especially if it's like ER.
Honestly, my favorite Michael Crichton, because we're going down Andromeda Strain.
Yeah, we already mentioned.
Yeah,
I'm
sorry.
That's a good movie.
No, it was a great movie. They tried redoing it recently. It was awful.
It was on like A&E.
Yeah, it was awful. Yeah.
All right, so that does that October 2nd, and we'll probably do some recaps of it. We'll see how it is.
Yeah.
And we'll let you know. Also, another thing that happened, I think a couple days ago, Luke Cage reviews came out. They released the first, Netflix released the first 7 episodes to TV critics, and so far, positive across the board.
Okay, good.
Good.
I'm happy that it's TV critics and not like the fans like they did with Suicide
it's
Squad.
TV critics.
Where they're like, this is the greatest movie ever.
Yep.
Better than Civil War. And no.
But so far, positive across the board. I wouldn't really expect anything less because I feel like Netflix is kind of nailing it with their TV shows now. Like Orange is the New Black.
Yeah, I mean, they.
And this and then House of Cards, you know.
House of Cards is good. You guys watch Narcos?
No.
You guys should watch Narcos.
BoJack Horseman.
BoJack's good, dude.
Yeah, it is.
So Netflix, I feel like, is doing very good with their TV shows. So I think they can't really...
And I mean, these Marvel shows, at least the Netflix ones, I mean, Jessica Jones and Daredevil, I mean, I don't think I've seen people say, like, they're bad. Like, I don't think anyone's been like, oh, these are absolutely fucking amazing, which isn't, you know, isn't a knock at all.
Yeah, and, like, those shows, I haven't been, like, excited for those shows. I just kind of looked at them like, oh, yeah, that... And I watched some of Daredevil, and it just never hooked for me. But, like, seeing the Luke Cage stuff, I'm like, okay, that might be good.
Yeah.
I'm actually kind of excited for this.
Well, we'll know in 15 days. September 30th. It's released on Netflix. Jeez. And I will be doing a binge.
Yo, ditto.
And so we'll see how that goes. I think we're done discussing Luke Cage probably for now, because at this point it's just going to be
spoilers
or leaks or something.
Hey guys, I'll go for the Luke Cage ride with you, at least to begin.
Yeah, really? Why not? Try it out.
Okay. I mean, if I'm jumping in early, you know, I know we've been talking about like limited shows and stuff like this, but if it's like, you know, something to begin with, or if it's like, you know, there's only like one season you got to catch up with, I'm almost at the point where it's like, yeah, sure, fuck it, let's try it.
Yep.
All right.
Plus, Luke Cage kind of looks a little bit different. Looks like a little interesting stuff going on there.
It definitely provides a different take on other Marvel characters that I at least we've seen. Okay, so moving on. They cast Deathstroke. It's official.
Yes.
Deathstroke officially is in the Batman movie, which we didn't know. But Joe Manganiello is confirmed as Deathstroke. He was in
Magic Mike 2
and 1.
Yeah.
And then he was also in the werewolf in True Blood. Or one of the wolves.
He was also...
Magic Mike? Is he the one with the big dick?
Never seen it.
That's a character, yeah.
I saw him dancing next to a Coca-Cola machine.
Yes. That's like the only scene. Like,
and trying to get the girl to smile.
But like, was that the Batman finds out who's Deathstroke video? Oh, you didn't...
What?
No. Okay, so somebody took that
what
scene.
What does he do?
No, trust me. So... somebody took the scene of him doing like the strip dance thing in the convenience store from Magic Mike.
Yeah.
And they put it over when Batman, Affleck Batman, when he finds out about the metahumans the first time, like on the computer. And like he clicks on it.
I thought it was Wonder Woman who found it on the computer.
No. When he clicks on them and he watches them the first time.
I thought that was Wonder Woman.
No, yeah.
By the way, I just want to confirm, yes, his name is Big Dick Richie.
Oh, okay.
Oh, is that what it is?
I wasn't just shouting Big Dick.
Chud
saves his big dicks.
Yeah. So somebody spliced the two together. It's kind of hilarious because it's him doing the strip thing and like Affleck like, oh,
we'll post it on the Facebook.
I'll throw that up. It's making its rounds on social media.
So let's move on to another thing in the news. The Predator 4 director.
Can I ask you guys a question? Who's Deathstroke?
Assassin in the DC comics.
So he's like Deadshot?
Deadshot, except he's like...
but not black.
He's like chemically enhanced.
He's
and
a super
soldier.
Victims die of strokes.
Yeah.
it's Deathshot when they realize, we've already like captured him or killed him, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, he's a super soldier. He's not like can't miss. That's like Deadshot's thing. He never misses.
He's
assassin.
He is assassin.
So he's like the Winter Soldier.
Yeah,
Deadshot with the emotion, without the emotional baggage.
Okay.
Right. He just doesn't care.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, there's a lot of comics you got to fill up, dude. You're going to run out of ideas at some point.
Yeah.
Just be like, oh, he's just fucking good at stuff.
Well, no, but Deathstroke was the basis of Deadpool.
Man. Sorry. Just you mentioned that, and then I remember you guys mentioning to me Kite Man.
Oh, God.
What is Kite Man?
We don't know.
he's on like a page in Batman Rebirth. And it's kind of funny. And then there was
so stupid. He just flies into a window.
Kite Man, yeah.
He flies into a window, yells Kite Man, steals jewels, jumps out the window, says Kite Man, yeah. And then that's it.
And then gets captured like that by the
Gotham Girl. Yeah. Oh my God, he's so fucking stupid.
Batman. They say they'll exchange the jewels, but they'll have to be in a city park on a windy day.
Wait, you should show him the page. With
my
the
God,
blimp,
he could
the
be
blimp.
Any
oh,
of them.
Yeah, like, and then two pages earlier, it's like Captain Blimp or something like that. He's in a blimp and he's like
he's
carrying,
holding a new like a nuclear submarine in the air above the city. Zeppelin is holding a nuclear a submarine.
And his name's like
above
Captain
a city.
Blimp. Like I love it.
Wait, and his deal is he has a blimp.
Yes,
or he is the blimp.
Yeah.
No, he has a blimp.
Nice.
Yeah.
So bad. All right.
Anyways,
we gotta wait.
Anyways,
does he live in a volcano?
All right, so let's move on from this.
All right,
the Predator 4 director.
Can you keep us?
He's not letting me go on.
Just one thing. Just keep us up to date on Kite Man. I'm really interested. You've tickled
me.
We
will let you know. Okay. Listen to our side podcast, yes, Between the Pages, and you'll find out more about Kite Man.
It first appeared for us in Batman Rebirth episode issue 5. I believe.
I want to say 4. Yeah.
Anyways, we only have one issue where we talk about Batman, so we talk about him briefly in that.
Okay, Kite but Man. Here's
another name for that one. You should call it We Have Issues.
that does work.
Yeah.
Can we move on, or are we
all right?
No, on to Predator 4.
On to Predator 4.
Let's talk about. Okay, sorry.
Does one of the predators have a kite?
Oh my goodness. So Benicio del Toro is desired by the director to be cast in the movie.
Okay.
I'm checked out if you guys sign him for that movie. I'm not going to see it. Not going to see it.
He's the one in all the Heineken commercials, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Is he?
Yeah.
Yeah, he is. All right.
He is. It's not Antonio Banderas. Yeah, I really like those.
But you see Antonio Banderas in the Expendables movie?
No,
funny. He was funny.
He was good.
I have the unrated cut. I've yet to watch it.
He was funny. He was
nervous. Like, I don't want, like.
What do you expect watching those movies?
Well, I heard the third one was god awful compared to the other two, which
is. The first two were.
They're all pretty.
No, they were amazingly awful. Like,
this one's amazingly awful.
I don't think they suddenly lost their.
Their mojo.
What's the word? No, awareness of what the movie is.
Right, but it was a PG-13 movie.
Yeah.
That kind of killed it.
No, the third one?
Third one was PG-13. Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Yeah,
and
look at the commercial success it was because of that.
All right. All right. Okay, so either way, Benicio del Toro cast. Or rumored. Not rumored, but they want him to be in it. So we'll see what happens. Next. Margot Robbie is signed on to be the executive producer of a Harley Quinn spinoff movie. Her production studio, which I didn't even know that she was part owner of, Lucky Chat Production Company.
I mean, it's literally something they probably just started.
Definitely.
I mean, good for her for being in, like, what, fucking 5 movies and already being like, could you be executive producer on this too?
Yeah. And that's why.
Or rather, we're going to let you be executive producer on this.
Yep, I made a note of it. I said I like the idea because it's a bunch of, I think, younger people.
She has produced 2 films so far. ICU in 2009 as an associate producer, and then as a producer in Terminal in 2016.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Terminal's the name of the movie?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Well, either way, I like the idea. Especially for, a Harley Quinn movie. I thought she'd be good as Harley Quinn.
Here's my thing with that. Like,
yeah, Sean? What?
So you're going to judge the movie
when
before
people said
even
Ben
seen
Affleck
it?
Was going to produce this, the Batman movie. I trailed off for a second. When people said that, you think, okay, what's Ben Affleck's track record? Oh, okay, he's done some pretty good movies like Argo. Like, so okay, maybe there's some hopes in this. When you say Margot Robbie is going to produce a Harley Quinn movie, it doesn't make me go, oh my God, it's going to be amazing. But at the same time, I don't think, oh, it's going to suck.
Well, I mean, she's an executive producer. Yeah. That literally means like nothing.
Nothing. No. So, like,
but she probably has, that's a catch-all she probably has right. a little bit.
That's so literally just something to entice her to actually do the movie.
Right. Yeah. This literally does not change any perspective towards this at all.
No, is that a character you wanted to see more or less of, Sean?
More.
Okay.
She might have sway in the way the script is going.
Yeah.
Because have some input. I mean, producers put money into it. It's
I would say she's probably, has more sway than like the director. I don't know who's directing it.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell. No, they haven't. I don't think they've signed on director or cast or she had a suggestions that she wanted to do Harley Quinn and then like Birds of Prey and Batgirl. So I guess like a female movie, which.
Yeah, okay.
I wouldn't
try
be awful.
It. Why not?
It's a funny choice to be like, listen, we want to make a very strong feminine comic book movie starring Harley Quinn.
Yeah.
Well, no.
Yeah, but it wouldn't be.
She's got,
you wouldn't put it like an emotional movie, but you put it like a
kind of weird, sadistic kind of movie.
Well, the way that this would happen is you don't talk about the past. You know who,
exactly.
You
know who fucking Joker.
No Joker.
Yeah, and she's gotten pretty close. Kind of figure out the origin from here.
Right. So you don't talk about that. So it's just like them placed in this situation, kind of thing.
Right.
Yeah.
So none of this, like, let's do a bunch of backstory on everybody. Like, there's no reason for it. So you don't have to worry about like torture scenes and like the Joker.
To be fair, that was Suicide Squad's motto. You don't have to concern yourself with backstory.
Yeah.
Just keep going.
No. That had way too, that had more backstory than actual story.
Yeah, somehow not enough.
Right.
Yeah.
It was... Like, I still had no idea all who right, these all characters right. Let's, were.
We got to stop bringing up Batman vs. Superman.
Okay. All right. Suicide Squad. Let's go on next. So, the entire Star Wars saga. Movie saga,
yes,
is now going to TNT and TBS, so they will be on TV. The entire movie saga.
Okay, have you seen how in Rebels they're going to bring in Grand Admiral Thrawn from the book series?
Really? Which, yeah.
Have any of you guys read those books?
No, but I know.
You really should. I'm not the guy who's going to go deep into that sort of shit, and I love that series, which is Heir to the Empire, and I can't for the life of me think of the other two. Stories right now, but it's by Timothy Zahn, I think.
Wait, you read the Star Wars books?
Yeah, dude, I had a recommendation to read them, and I'm glad I took it.
Oh my god,
it was good.
I did not see that coming.
It's really good. Yeah, I love Star Wars, dude. It's all these comic book movies doing the same thing.
How much are you drinking? Jeez,
I'm on my third.
All right, but yeah, either way, TNT and TBS bought the movie rights from Disney and from Fox.
Yeah,
because well, New Hope is with Fox. Mm. And unfortunately, you can't stream them online without commercials. They have to have commercials.
That's fine. I own
them. It's going to be on Netflix.
They will be, but this is for TV.
Like, this is for like, okay.
Cable. Yeah.
Which I will bring back, once again, a preference I had a few weeks ago. If you release them on Netflix, make sure it's the original cut.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
All get it. Every Star Wars fan knows that.
Stressing that just in case Netflix is listening.
Yes, okay, yes, yes. Okay. And Watto shot first.
Yeah.
Let me ask. There's like no chance they'll do that.
No,
if that's the
zero.
Only version.
No,
zero chance.
They won't do that.
They might do it. Have like two versions, but I doubt it. No.
There is an original cut floating around on the internet.
I have.
Well, they sold it on DVD, didn't they?
No.
Not like original
cut.
Well, okay, so I don't have original cut. I have the next cut, which is when George Lucas went in and polished all the edges.
Yeah. The remastered.
Right.
This is the thing that like came out like in the 90s, right?
Yeah. Early 90s, where it's got like Vader.
Who shot first?
Han Solo did.
In the movie.
I don't remember.
In your cut.
I don't remember.
Han Solo.
Is it Han Solo?
Yeah, it's before they re-released those in theaters. Yeah,
yeah. So then it would have to be Han Solo.
Then it would be Han. Okay.
All he did was he polished it. He made like the edges look better.
Yeah,
there's a whole interview.
It's just remastered. Yeah. It's just like look.
But there's one that's even before the remastered that's floating around on the internet.
Right.
Whoa.
All right. So why don't we
check that out?
Why don't we move on? We got just a couple more things. Stan Lee gets a biopic movie.
Biopic.
There should be a space there, so yes, it's a biopic.
I read that as like
biopic. It's a biopic movie.
I read that word as biopic for like the longest time, so I'm not. I'm
either
not
way,
say
it's like an action.
I thought this was a Queegee thing all over again.
Oh, Queegee? Or no, Queeja.
Queeja. That's it.
Like, is it a movie about him having two eyes?
I don't even know. I'm gonna put this in the category of movies that should not be made.
No, I disagree.
Wait, what?
Completely disagree.
It's a fucking. I think that
if Steve Jobs gets like five movies, Stan Lee can get one.
I love Stan Lee, except I just don't think it should be in a movie.
Why not?
A documentary, like an A&E, like.
It's not going to be a documentary. It's going to be like Jobs movies.
It's an action movie.
It's going to be exactly
it's a biopic.
Like,
an action.
It's going to be exactly like the Johnny Cash movie Walk the Line.
Yeah.
Stanley's going to sing.
We have no clue what he's doing in this movie.
What do you? Yeah,
I'm sure.
Let me
it's
ask
not
you.
Oh,
what's his cameo?
he's easily gonna have one. I don't even know.
Like he has to, right? Like unless Stan he's Lee. Dead, he
it's,
has to.
Yeah, it's Stan Lee.
He's got to have one.
He plays Jesus. He comes to him with the vision of Spider-Man and X-Men, and
Fantastic Four. Yeah,
I'm pretty sure that's how he came up with it.
Be great if like he plays like the doctor, like go all the way back to like his childbirth, and like he's the doctor in the delivery room. It's like...
All right. Well, either way, he gets his own movie.
I'm excited for it. Just saying.
And for all of you, last thing. Well, no, two. I guess one more thing after this. For those American Horror Story fans,
yes.
Last night's episode.
Wednesday night.
Wednesday night's episode was supposedly very, very good.
I have yet to watch it.
I'm
going to
watch this.
It.
Yeah, I want to watch this.
This one I will actually watch with the show because usually so I catch it up on Netflix, but I want to.
No,
watch
this
it.
One. Needs
this one's like I don't know exactly what it's about, but they've hinted at Roanoke Island.
No, right. The title of the series because they have all. Okay, so they have all the series titles and stuff. So they start off with Murder House, Asylum, Coven, Freak Show, and Hotel. I saw Freak Show and Murder House.
I've seen the first three.
So you did see Coven.
I've seen Coven. Okay. I've seen up to Freak Show.
Freak Show. I saw that. I wasn't really a fan. That's when I stopped kind of watching. But My Roanoke Nightmare is the series of this one.
Yes, and Roanoke Island has always intrigued me as a kid since I've been there. When I visited the place, like it's always intrigued me. It's so cool.
So right now, it's about a couple who moves into a house that's plagued by horrifying events.
Ooh.
So far. It's so only far. One episode.
All right. Well, we'll check it out. We'll get back to
I
you next week.
I
kind of want to
see it, but
yeah.
You know, especially with Halloween coming up and stuff. Like that's.
You should see it. Bad. You know, it's on.
I'll try it. And I asked somebody who watched, my sister watches all of it. I asked if I needed to watch the previous ones.
No.
That's the good thing about American Horror Story. You don't need
to.
They were kind of selling it, though, as like. That this is going to have a connection.
Yeah, they did. I think there's a few cast members that actually carry over.
Okay, yeah, so that's for
there
a
are,
lot of them.
Yeah, there's. It's always they always carry over cast members. Like Kathy Bates is still in this. This is her third year, season in this show.
Lady Gaga's not carrying over though, right?
Is Lady Gaga's not
I,
in the series?
I don't
series?
Know. I have no idea.
I don't know.
She was supposed
We're
to,
have to
take
find
over
out.
For what's her face? God, I can't even remember her name. I could see it, but like there's always that like main character kind of thing, but it's such a great show because it never really ties into the other seasons, but Freak Show did, and I absolutely loved how they tied it in with the Asylum, which was awesome how they tied Pepper in, like it was great, but like there were different things too, like I think. My favorite season was the Asylum season so far.
Was it? All right, I didn't see that one.
You didn't see the Asylum?
No, I saw the first one.
Murder House was pretty, was decent. Asylum was just, it was like batshit crazy awesome.
All right.
I recommend that one.
All right. Well, those are on Netflix.
Yes, they are.
Those are on Netflix.
That's how I've watched them.
The new one should be on FSI.
So are we checking it out? I'll check it out.
I'm checking it out.
All right. Next week, which we tape these usually on a Wednesday. Are we going back to Wednesday next week?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's going to be a little weird because we're going to tape the same night it's on, but we'll talk about the first one. we'll figure something out.
Yeah.
What time is it on?
We could have
10 o'clock. It comes out at
10. The game on right now.
10's a little, that's tough.
Oh, shit. All right. Thursday.
Yes, Thursday.
Color Rush.
Bills Jets.
Now, didn't you guys see South Park last night?
No, I did not.
It was... I'm going to spoil one thing, because it's real... It was such like a great slow burn of a joke. So essentially, like them, like they come up... They, you know, have 1,000 things the episode's about. But one of the things they talk about, the national anthem, because, you know, you got this whole thing in, like, the NFL and some other sports. People are taking a knee for, you know, various reasons. Anyway... So they decide the only way they can make the national anthem better is let J.J. Abrams redo it. And there's just like this great, it's like a nice slow burn of a joke. Because then they play like J.J. Abrams' new version of the national anthem. And it's the same exact thing. And people are just going crazy for it. I just thought it was really good.
Oh, man,
anyway.
Good.
And last thing, there was a new Shin Godzilla trailer that came out, a US version, which still had no fucking words in it.
I don't care. It played the Godzilla theme. That's all that mattered
to me. Well, they showed, they just took the first movie trailer and threw this song on it, and that's about it.
And they're usually, those are dubbed, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So those are,
so that was odd that there was no, because, like, I mean, they came out with the original one, like, what, 3-4 months ago? Like, right when we started doing this podcast. Yeah. I was like, oh, yeah. So we'll maybe figure out what the actual plot is. Nope, just a bunch of pictures. Nope.
What do you need to know? It's Godzilla.
There was a trail. We didn't see Godzilla in the first trailer.
Just a bunch of Tokyo residents looking very concerned.
We saw the tail.
No, we saw Godzilla.
We did? Oh, okay.
Because he's all, like, glowing red and stuff.
I remember, like,
the first trailer? When we first watched it?
Yeah, I remember because he, like, had these, like, skinny skeleton arms. And I was like, that was weird.
And the wyvern.
He's a wyvern.
He's a wyvern. Yeah, he's a wyvern.
Can't be a wyvern. They're not wings. Sorry.
John has like the laser death look at Sean. Yeah. No wyvern talk. All right. All right. So that does it for news. So let's set this up. So we asked you guys to give us a movie and recommend a movie for us to watch. And
we're still waiting for that recommendation, so we.
We had an Ex Machina recommendation.
Oh, okay, yeah, we did.
But then Sam, or you, decided at first not to watch it, and then Sam decided, let's find something on Netflix and let's find the worst fucking movie.
This is what we need to do. We got to go through Sam's thought process of how he picked this movie.
So, like, we're going through sci-fi,
fantasy.
Yeah, I think that's what we're going through. We're just going through those movies. And we came across two of them. One was Dinosaurs versus Cowboys.
I chose that one.
It was basically your same sci-fi movie routine where...
Hey, we're cowboys. Guess, hey, look, there's dinosaurs.
You got dinosaurs on my cowboys.
But the other one, which we ended up watching, was Dino King.
Had good reviews.
Had good reviews.
It was 4 stars. It was 4 stars.
Well, shockingly, 4 stars out of 5.
That's what they think you'll like, which...
Actually, is that how it works?
That's exactly how it works.
Then it fuck it, because it's on your account. Ugh. All right.
So, the way they wrote the synopsis. Well, I forget like what exactly it
was
it said.
A young, was it Tobosaur?
Tarbosaur.
A young Tarbosaur's family is murdered or whatever by
the mafia.
by a T-Rex. And it's like, the remainder of the film is him learning to survive or something stupid like that. Do you have the synopsis on IMDb or on Netflix, Chris?
So
yeah, I have it
on IMDb or
IMDb.
Oh no! It's not the IMDb one that matters.
No, but the name of the dinosaur is Spotty on IMDb.
Spotty.
No.
It was
the
Speckles.
Name of the dinosaur in the actual movie is Speckles, not Spotty.
Because I remember it.
I don't know. We kept changing that on it.
Spotify. There were Sparkles.
Spartacus.
Sprinkles.
All right. So what's so?
But like continue. My whole thinking after reading that was, oh my god. There is, no matter how small of a chance, there is a chance that this movie has a dinosaur in a training montage. Like a 1980s training montage, straight out of like Rocky or something. And that shit I cannot pass up. Like, I cannot like pass up like, you're the best around. And he's like punching like a, you know, a Stegosaurus or something.
Now, I did not see this movie. Did the dinosaurs talk?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, no, the main character did. Okay, so here's the closest thing I've got to the synopsis. It says, a baby Tarbosaurus is destined for a hard life. Revenge, death, fear, and sadness are all in his future, as are happiness and ultimately, hope.
Okay, so this movie is entirely animated.
Yeah.
No, it's not. The dinosaurs are obviously animated. It's CGI, but it's, you know, it's okay. Filmed like...
It's CGI.
Like ping pong balls?
Yes, like ping pong balls.
No, right. You're like, okay.
No, I know what you're so talking about, Johnny.
It's CGI'd. And it's human voiced over. It's human voiced over.
Yes.
And that it's like a narrative thing.
Wait, so it's like fucking America's Funniest Home Videos?
Walking with Dinosaurs.
Yeah.
It's like Walking with Dinosaurs.
Yeah. Okay.
Even like Walking with Dinosaurs, it's, the movie.
Yeah, Spanky so is bad. Doing the whole thing.
So bad.
It was confusing at first. Now, you guys are going to yell at me for this one.
Don't do it in the mic.
I won't do it in the mic. So basically, the movie starts off. It's an egg. It's midnight, and it's like, I'm a mighty Tarbosaurus, and
I have spots on my face.
They call me Speckles, and I'm the king of the jungle. And it's like, ah, Dino King. Ah. And like, it shows a bunch of pterosaurs flying around, and then
legally distinct from Lion King.
Yes. Oh, it tied in with Lion King so well. So, anyways, so like. They're flying around, and then it shows like a bunch of dinosaurs and stuff, and then the Tyrannosauruses walk up, and then a baby one walks up. I gotta do this out of the mic, but it's like you see the little baby Tyrannosaurus walk up, and Speckles is like, I'm a Tyrannosaurus. How's it going, everybody? What's that over there? Oh my god, this is crazy. Oh, the death all right. is
great. Yeah, we get it. We get it.
Yeah. I was waiting for somebody to be like, yeah, please. Yeah, we get it. But yeah, no,
it was too busy trying to prevent my ears from bleeding.
it was like the voiceover was god awful.
Like, honestly, for the first kid. 5 minutes of that, I thought it was a totally different dinosaur.
Me too.
Oh, man.
Me too.
Like, I thought, like, oh, there's going to be two different dinosaurs narrating the story. Nope.
And then it was like, let's just continue to the plot. So basically, a Tyrannosaurus Rex with one eye
and a stick up his ass
kills Speckles. Parent or mom, older brother.
Before that, he drops a boulder on that ankylosaur.
Yeah. he actually pushes a boulder to kill an ankylosaur.
Drops it on his tail, then wanders down and bites it in the neck and kills it.
Yep. And then.
So this movie could not make up his mind about blood.
It was very clean. There wasn't a lot of gore or anything. And then randomly, halfway through the movie,
blood.
He just Lots the Tyrannosaurus Rex just spits up blood.
So. He like coughs up like a liter of blood, just like everywhere.
Like he has lung cancer.
Yeah, literally. Like he's like everywhere.
It was bad. And then you know the baby Tarbosaurus grows up. Speckles grows up, and
he meets Blue Eyes,
and then they have three little
Charlton Heston,
three little eggs. And then they hatch the eggs, but then the Tyrannosaurus Rex, who's like 95 years old at this point. Yeah, he's still throwing boulders down, trying to kill dinosaurs.
I was under the impression he was just very mad because he wanted to sleep all day.
Yeah.
And these dinosaurs kept waking him up. And like he's that grumpy neighbor with a shotgun where you wake him up, he's going to shoot it over your head.
Dad, kids!
That's who this guy was.
There's no emotional safety net on this movie.
No.
Blue Eyes goes and gets eaten by a shit ton of raptors. And then, you know, his three little egg... Your baby dinosaur is like...
The boulder falls boulder on one
boulder crushes
of them,
one of them.
And he's like, oh no, my baby.
And then the Tyrannosaurus Rex flips its tail and kicks the other one off the edge.
Did you see the curve on that hit, though? Yeah. Like,
all right.
It was just
like,
so
you knew that was
bad.
Coming when he was like, oh, look at this last one. I'll name it Speckles Jr. Yeah, fuck the other kids. I'm not going to give them names.
All right. It was.
I wonder
so
who
bad.
Dies. Oh, it's all the right. ones that don't have names.
Was there anything good about this movie?
our commentary was pretty good.
That was about it. Okay, so the worst things about this movie, just say one. It comes to mind. I know there's a lot, just one that comes.
The CGI worthy of like 2000 in a 2012 movie?
I would say 1990.
No, not 1990.
In the 2012 movie.
No, 2000. I'm thinking like the original Walking with Dinosaurs, like the original show. That style animation in a 2012 movie.
Okay, Sam, worst thing.
Pick one. Like
anything that jumps out that we haven't mentioned.
No, like just
were the dinosaurs cool at least?
No,
I mean they were smoking, so of course they were cool. Yeah.
Yeah. They had an extinction level event.
the volcano.
The volcano. They had everything.
Oh, they
it was just like kind of depressing. Like,
it wasn't a happy-go-lucky
movie. It was like we went in. We were with a couple other people. A few of us there, and like two of them teach like 2-year-olds, and they were like, "Can we show this to our kids?" We're like, "I don't know." And then like death everywhere. Like, you should not show this to your kids. Very educational. Like, randomly, Speckles was like, oh, that's a this kind of dinosaur. Let me give you some backstory on that.
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah, yeah. Like, doesn't he like, narrates something halfway across the valley.
Yeah.
Like, he, that he's not even looking at.
Yep.
What a, I'd have to
and
say,
yet he can't predict the volcano. I mean, I'm just
the
saying.
Worst thing that probably I noticed in the movie is that, remember, it was a 3D movie. And then the first scene with the pterodactyl, you could blatantly, obviously tell that this was 3D.
When we're staring up his ass.
Yeah, when we're looking at you, like, it, you know, it's the picture thing, and you know it's 3D. Do you remember that throughout the rest of the movie?
No.
No, there were no 3D images whatsoever.
Gimmicks. No gimmicks at all. So it was like, they used it all up
it
in the first
started
minutes.
Off with 3D, and then it, I don't think it happened. You know, unless we, like, the baby T-Rex, you know, that unless that was flying towards us.
You know, it was,
that
was, you know, it was an awesome scene? The one where Speckles goes Super Saiyan? Like, when he gets launched into the water off the boulder, and then he climbs his way up somehow.
Oh, yeah.
And he's dripping wet, and he's like, fuck you, one-eye T-Rex.
Oh, somehow I did this with my tiny arms.
All right, so...
that was an awesome scene.
So please, 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 to our listeners... give us a movie to review so that we way we are not left to the devices of Sam. Fuck Sam.
Hey, hey, hey. If that had a training montage in it,
we need
it
to do
all
we need to do
right.
A legitimate movie. Not even a legitimate, but better than that movie.
I'm fine with bad movies. Those are the fun
we know,
ones.
But we need good movies. Fine. But we'll take suggestions. Post on Facebook, Knights of Nerditude, or facebook.com/Knights of Nerditude. You can send us an email, knightsofnerditude@gmail.com.
I mean, you could suggest Cowboys versus Dinosaurs.
Yeah,
you could, and we'll probably end up watching it too. But you can also do that if you're interested in comic books. Sean and I do a separate comic book review podcast between the pages, and we do that every Monday. It comes out, and we review
Monday
morning comics. We also have a website, so you can go to our website and find all of our episodes online, and. We'll be posting some more stuff as it comes along with our special segments. I'm trying to figure out how to do that. The website's now www.knightsofnerditude.com. And in the upcoming weeks, we will be doing a fall movie preview, movie preview. We will also be doing, since it's the month of Halloween in October, doing a lot of horror movie and a lot of Halloween segments. Maybe we'll do some trivia. We'll do... a bunch of other stuff. So until that time.
Bye.
Adios.
Good night.